flesh and blood.
Thank you, counselors. Everybody, if you could stand. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that the prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Lachlachi people, and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody here this evening, the big congregation, and the media from the video. Great to have you here. And we're here to adopt the 2018-2019 draft budget to go out for advertising. Do I have a mover? Councillor Cupper, second. Councillor Cummins. Would anybody like to speak? Is there anybody against the budget?
The draft.
The draft, I'm sorry. Thank you, Councillor Brown. Would anybody like to speak to the budget?
Not to the budget specifically, but I'd just like to make a point to thank the staff for the work that they've done at this stage to put it together, to get it ready, to go out on public display for public discussion. And I know the amount of time that they put into it each year, so just thank you very much for all that hard work to get it ready on time. And they've produced a very good budget, and we'll allow the community to have a look through it and see what they think.
Thank you, Councillor Milne. I'd like to add to that. Being my first budget as the Mayor, I concur with what you've just said in regards to the fabulous work done by the staff, but not only that, the hours spent by the councillors in coming up with this year's budget. And I'd just like to say a few words. Delivering a budget that balances the cost of providing more than 100 services across our vast region, encompassing everything from childcare to capital works, parks and gardens, to drainage services, while keeping the impact on our ratepayers to an absolute minimum, is no easy task. This is made all the more difficult in the face of ongoing challenges such as ever-increasing cost shifting by government, which amounts to millions of dollars each year that we now need to find, and the impact of the national recycling crisis which we're seeing across the local government sector. This budget has also developed with the constant pressure we put on ourselves as part of our ongoing service reviews, a process we started 7 years ago that continually strives to identify where we as an organisation can cut costs. In the face of all these challenges, our staff, and I know my fellow councillors would agree, have managed to navigate these obstacles to come up with a budget which is very much focused on providing the best services and infrastructure possible for a community that our social indicators show has limited capacity to pay. I think it's important to acknowledge and thank our staff for producing what I firmly believe is a fair, responsible and effective budget. So at that, I'd like to put the vote for those in favour of the draft budget. Against? It's carried. Yes. And I'd like to thank everybody for attending, and have to take a vote to go in out of council. Councillor Cameron, Councillor Cirillo, all those in favour? Thank you. Thank you.